name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of August 2009 and the time is 9:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Okay, my name's Craig Matthew Lucha Warren. I'm originally from Cambridge. My date of birth is 4th of September 1983. I'm currently living in Staines.
And how are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
Not as nervous as I thought I'd be, actually. I tend to try and avoid kind of public speaking or just generally being in the focus like that. So I'm feeling pretty good.
And has coming here and seeing the plinth and having a bit of time before met your expectations?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've only ever caught the plinth because I can't watch it when I'm at work, unfortunately. But I've watched it when I've got home in the evenings and sometimes at weekends. But I've never actually caught this kind of time slot, so I really didn't know how busy it would be or anything like that. So, feeling pretty good. And the weather, although it's not sunny, it doesn't look too bad. There's not a huge amount of people around, but I'm still looking forward to it.
And are you pleased with the time slot you were allocated?
Yeah, definitely. Even this is kind of like quite big for me. So I think if I'd have been around maybe 6 or 7 o'clock or even a bit later when you kind of get drunk people coming out and heckling you, that could have been a little overwhelming. But I've got some friends coming along who fill that gap, I guess.
How did you first hear about the project?
I actually saw it advertised on BBC News, and as soon as I saw it, because I was aware of Anthony Gormley before, as soon as I saw it, I thought, yeah, definitely, why not? In my spare time, I kind of do a lot of writing and that sort of stuff. And I'm mainly kind of, I write mainly about society's influence on the individual. So as soon as I saw this, I thought, you know what, that just could really be a great experience to actually have, and that's why I'm thinking of doing some writing when I'm up there, just because I want to kind of know what emotions come out when you're in that situation. So
it's kind of a bit of a spin the other way around then, I suppose. Are you hoping to have an impact on the people around you or the people watching?
I don't know, really. I just thought I'd see what happens. So I'm not going up there to perform, I'm not going up there to make a huge speech, I just haven't really got anything to really say at this time to like everyone. Obviously when I'm writing, I may have something that I want people to read or something for them to take from it. But at the moment, maybe it's just a stage I'm in my book, but I just want to know how it feels, really. I mean, it is, as you say, kind of reversed, but I think it's still quite similar because you have to try and retain your individuality, and I think this project's all about. But when you're under that much pressure to, say, entertain or to be a focal point, being able to kind of be yourself, it's just an extreme situation where you'd have to do that, unless if you want to be like everyone else, I guess. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
And who are you doing it for?
Just myself, just my writing, because when I write, I generally kind of, the sort of place where I do it, it would just be in my room, in as relaxed situation as possible, so I can kind of feel the kind of undercurrents that are going on, try and listen to my subconscious, if you like. So this is the polar extreme to that, and I'm wondering if I'll still be able to write it all, or kind of listen to what's going on inside, so, because I'm quite an introverted person. I'm literally just doing it for the experience.
And what is it that normally inspires you to write? Will the surroundings here change that?
I think it's really quite likely that it will. I'm wondering if it could be just so overwhelming that it doesn't facilitate my ability to kind of listen to what's going on, but I dare say something will come out, but I just have no idea what it will be, so I really can't give you any more information on that, I guess, until after, maybe.
Would you like it to be something that you could use later, or would it just be something that you think you'll write in the moment and it'll just be a kind of memory?
I dare say it'll be... I don't know how I'll use it. I don't think I'll use it as a direct example, but yeah, I could see this definitely being used in some shape or form.
So is writing something you do in your spare time?
It is. At university, I studied physics and astrophysics, and then I kind of came from that and figured that the scientific kind of explanation of the world didn't really fit my world view. I still had a lot of questions, and I started writing in my kind of in a notepad for at least a couple of hours every night, and just trying to kind of express myself. And it was more kind of an exploration of myself rather than writing any finished pieces. So I was learning a huge amount about myself, and I figured that after a couple of years, I kind of came across some answers. And the kind of topics that I was concerned with was freedom and liberty, mainly, and kind of how we're obsessed with more and more liberty, becoming more and more free, despite us having imposing new things like political correctness, which stop us being ourselves. And I really feel like that's the liberty that we've been aiming for, despite us not going directly for it. We've kind of confused it with our ability to, well, material gain, that sort of thing, whereas they actually hinder us being able to be ourselves. So that's the kind of area I'm really excited about at the moment. It's the area I'm kind of delving, so yeah.
It sounds like quite a contrast to what you studied. Do you still keep up the field of interest in the subject that you studied?
Yeah, I do. That will, I guess, come in. I'm just trying to be a little more creative with it. I don't think I'm going to use... I will use kind of my physics background. I can't see the point of not using it. It's something I've got, and it is definitely a part of me. When I look at anything, I do kind of sometimes analyze it a little too much. For instance, a friend of mine, he suggested I go up there and blow up helium balloons in time to myself and see if I could lift off, which I thought would be quite funny, especially if I achieved it. But then I calculated how many balloons I'd need, and it was something around 5,000, which was not really doable. So, yeah, I still use my physics background, but everything that I've kind of learned since my degree, if you like, has kind of added on to it. It's not as if I kind of think science is nonsense. I just don't think it's the whole answer. So, yeah.
And are you working at the moment?
I am. I work for British Gas. So, again, I'm an analyst there. It's kind of an extension of my degree. Like, I think that's also why I do a lot of writing in my spare time, because I'm using my logical side of my head all day, and it kind of tires me out. I'm a little bit bored of it in terms of the using that side of me, so I try to be more creative and use my emotional side in my spare time and really push that. I think ideally I'd like to be a little more creative with it. I mean, work does allow me to do that to an extent, so it's not very bad. But being part of a big corporation, it kind of it does make you feel a little small and powerless, which again, that comes back to the liberty, freedom, those sort of factors. Because we, again, if we feel small, helpless, powerless, we don't really feel if we're asserting ourselves on the world. So yeah, all of these kind of lines of thought are coming into my head, into my book, coming out in my writing.
So is a lot of what you write about personal theories and questions and answers, or do you write other things as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of exploring a lot of philosophy. Philosophers kind of like Sir Isaiah Berlin and Eric Fromm and Marx, those sort of philosophers. But I'm also getting into my poetry lately, so maybe I'll give that a go. But I'm still in the early stages of trying to figure that out. I don't really have the technical ability to pull off a finished product yet, so I wouldn't expect a sonnet about the plinth or anything like that.
Do you find that that's a different skill entirely, or not?
Yeah, it's a skill that I'm really trying to push. I'd love to be able to finish something that I can actually show to other people, because anything in my notepad is just for me. And the book's kind of so, it's just all over the place, so I can't really go into it with people, unfortunately, but it's coming together. I'm really excited about it, but because I studied kind of physics and don't really have a background in English or any technical ability, I'm trying to push that, and so it's a while away, but I'm getting there in terms of the thought behind it, trying to understand where I'm coming from, and generally just kind of learning about myself. So it's mainly just kind of exploration of me, figuring out who I am, because I don't think my education or kind of upbringing really pushed that. There's always so much pressure for you to fit into society, and for instance, when I was asking my friends, kind of I said I haven't got anything to do, they'd be asking me and I'd be like, what are you gonna do? And I don't know, and they'd suggest all sorts of really fun ideas. Like dressing up as a shrimp was one of them. I don't know where that one came from. Yeah, it's just, I really wasn't compelled to do any of them. I liked them all. I said I liked them all, but it's more, I just wanted to do my own thing. I felt like I'm gonna get this opportunity once, I may as well just be me up there, even if other people find it a bit boring, because you know what, I mean, when you're doing writing, it is boring for other people, even though I find it so exciting, and eventually something will come of it, but it's not gonna be for a while. I'm just not at that stage, so maybe if I went up there in a couple of years time, I'd have something a little more exciting to talk about, or but just not yet, I'm afraid.
And did you start writing at an early age, or was it just after your degree that you started to get into it?
It was literally my last day of my last exam. I went around to friends after, had a couple of beers, and came up with an idea. It was just a little idea for a book, and I thought I'd really like to read that. And I kind of, obviously, now that I'd kind of had this new freedom, I was kind of, well, why don't I do that? I really enjoy reading, because I've enjoyed reading for ages, but I guess ideas coming into my head what to do now, and that was just it, and I couldn't go straight to it. I just didn't have the ability, but and it took me a while to kind of get going, to figure out that you've really got to do it your own way. I mean, you need to have the technical ability, but in terms of expressing yourself, that is literally, you have to figure it out for yourself. There are all sorts of techniques that you can use, and people suggesting kind of creative writing. But yeah, you've just got to figure out for yourself and understand yourself, really, to be able to pull it off.
And where do you think it came from, the ability, I suppose, the passion, if you're doing it for 2 hours every night, it's quite a lot.
Mm.
So where did it come from? A lot of people say they've written from an early age, or they've been always writing. So how do you think it began for you?
I don't know. I guess I was inspired by a couple of my friends who they were really into their music, and I'd see them coming out with these finished songs which were just awesome, and I really enjoyed them. But I don't know. I guess in the beginning it was just I wanted to do something creative. I wanted to have something to do in my spare time. But now it's kind of got to the stage where I've learned so much about myself, and I've kind of learned some things about the world that you don't commonly hear. I mean, we're kind of living in a second enlightenment, or probably just an extension of it, in terms of we're just obsessed with science and objective reasoning. People are asking about what the meaning of life is, and not really asking what the meaning of their life is. They're kind of looking at it from a completely objective point of view. So I don't know, really. I suppose now I've got something I want to tell the world. It's just going to be a while until I can.
And what do you think it is that the writing has brought out of you? You said you learn a lot about yourself by writing. How has it helped you do that?
Well, I guess it's in kind of my emotional side. I got really into kind of art from the Romantic era that came kind of 1820-ish. Well, a little before that, but that was kind of an offshoot of the Enlightenment. So they kind of felt that they didn't kind of say the Enlightenment was nonsense. They just said you know, emotions have a place, and you've got these great romantic individuals and great poets, and really expressing the emotional side of our experience. So I can't remember what the question was, but I guess I guess it's just that side of me. I had the objective side of me, the logical side of me really pushed at uni, but not the other side of me. And I think there's just a lot boiling up. I now interpret my dreams, and there's a lot about kind of the sea, which apparently is an image for your emotions and that sort of thing. And I think that's kind of all boiling up inside of me, and I need something to release that. And I think if I didn't, I'd probably explode. So
is this a side of you that was always there? Have you always been quite an emotional person, and then the writing's helped bring it out, or has the writing?
I don't know. I don't think so, actually. I think it's kind of, at least now I understand it. Maybe it was there before, say, maybe about my temper or anything like that. That's kind of those releases of emotion, that's all boiling up inside of me. Now it's, I'm able to identify the emotion a lot more and kind of figure out why I feel a certain way, or I don't feel bad about feeling down. I kind of go up and down, just that's how it happens. And I just kind of see that as kind of, that's how life is. So, yeah.
What is it about this project that appealed to you?
I normally avoid, let's say at work, I avoid presentations, I avoid I just kind of avoid being in the spotlight. I don't generally talk a huge amount in meetings, and I just felt like this would really push me. I mean, when it came up to it, I really didn't want to do it. And then I thought, well, I think for that reason, I've really got to do it. It's only an hour. So absolutely, why not do it? I mean, I just feel bad for anyone who's turning up to watch. maybe I should have not applied, and someone who may have come here and done something incredibly entertaining should be out there. But talking to you guys today, and reading from what's in their pamphlet, it's not really what it's about. So I don't feel so bad anymore, actually. I'm feeling a lot more confident about going up there. So
do you have any expectations about going up?
None at all, really. I thought I'd kind of take some abuse from the crowd, but it looks like there's not a huge crowd, so I'm just kind of relying on my friends to turn up and do that, because they definitely will. There's no doubt. Maybe that will be captured on the webcam, but yeah, that'll be quite funny, probably.
Would you like people to interact with you other than your friends who are coming?
I think if people come and talk to me, I'll definitely have a chat with them. I really wouldn't mind that, actually. But I just thought I'd kind of play it by ear, see what happens. I've got my camera, got a notepad, got a book. This time in the morning, I'm normally feeling pretty sleepy, so maybe have a nap. But I'm just gonna do what I feel like. I don't want to kind of plan ahead. I just want to be me, so that kind of involves being me at that point in time. So I'm trying not to kind of think too far ahead and take it as it comes.
What do you hope to take away from the experience?
Maybe just a bit more knowledge about myself, maybe a little more confidence actually in being myself. I mean, I don't know what it is about me not like wanting to be in the spotlight. Maybe it's little lack of kind of self-confidence in me being who I am. But this will really kind of push me. So I'll just see how I feel.
What are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
To be honest, I guess it's kind of what I've talked about in my book. I mean, that's what comes out when I am not stressed, when I am concentrating. I write completely freely. I don't hold anything back. So, I guess it's those themes in terms of individuality, the influence of society, and kind of how to reconcile the two, how to be yourself in society. Things like political correctness, I really hate, because I think that's just a way of sweeping issues under a carpet. someone holds a what we'd call a negative opinion, I'd rather know it, that they're that type of person. At least then you can see there's a problem there. You just sweep them under a carpet, you that could boil up eventually. It's kind of as if it's not, well, I guess it's kind of what I was talking about earlier in terms of not expressing your emotional side. They could just, it will just explode. It has to find some way of release. So if you're not doing that constantly, you've got a potential problem there in the future. Yeah, so those sort of themes, I guess.
What impact would you like to have by going upon the plinth, if any?
I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to be me, so maybe if people saw someone who's not trying to be what people expect them to be, and just kind of be themselves, maybe they'll take that away. But I find it hard to believe that anyone really would take something like that away from it. I don't know. I'm just going to be me out there, so we'll see.
And since you heard that you had a place, you said at the beginning you were not wanting to do it, you obviously went for it. How has the emotional journey been since deciding to take it until this moment before going up?
Well, I guess when you kind of sign up with it, I mean, you don't know when you're going up, you think, I assumed being anti-normally it would be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people would apply. Wouldn't stand a chance. I thought, why not? And a couple of my friends did the same thing, because I emailed them when I saw the advertisement. But and then when you get the phone call or the email to say you've been selected, I was immediately excited. It was almost like I'd won something. And then the closer it gets to it, it kind of sets in. And I was watching the website and just kind of thinking, wow, I'm going to be in a position that I normally try to avoid. I didn't really think it through. I just would be a bit of fun. I guess there's a little bit of pressure on me now, but I'm not too worried about it.
Brilliant. And to finish, on the website, you have put three words that describe you. What would you say about yourself here when you can say it in more than 3 minutes?
Well, I guess I'm quite laid back. I'm very individual. I mean, I have friends, but I generally only confide in a few really, really good friends. I try to be my whole self, although I don't feel like I've necessarily achieved that yet. But that's the kind of line that I've been on for the last couple of years. I dare say I'll be on it for a while longer. I don't know if that's attainable. I don't know if you're able to be yourself. Or maybe you are always yourself and you've just got an idyllic image of yourself that you're constantly going to have throughout your life. I don't know the answer to that. So, but it's those sort of things that I worry about. I guess that probably best describes who I am. There's loads of other stuff in my life, but nothing that really that I care too much about. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.